Life Audio.
Teach Us to Pray is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Welcome back, friend. You are listening to the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we teach believers practical and real-life tips on how to grow your faith and relationship with God through the power of prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast and founder of Beloved Women, where I encourage, equip, and empower women in the love of Jesus Christ and the truth of God's Word. On May 24th, 2022, much like many of you, I read and saw the news reports of the senseless and horrific school shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, taking the lives of 19 children and two teachers. Heartbreaking events like this often cause us to question why. Why did something like this happen? How, as Christians, should we respond? And of course, as this being a podcast specifically for prayer, I want to talk about how to pray during hard times such as these. Now, before I get into how to actually pray during heartbreaking tragedies such as the one that we've witnessed recently in this school shooting, I want to note that I am not in any way using prayer as just like this cute cliche to kind of sweep under the rug all the underlying deeper issues that are going on when school shootings like this are possible. I'm not just saying, oh, let's just pray and move on with our lives, or let's just try to pray it away. I want to be clear. This cannot just be prayed away. The fact that we live in a fallen world that is susceptible to such pain and heartbreak in not just our lives, but the lives of our innocent children needs more than prayer. We need the God that we are praying to. We need the God that sacrificed his son, Jesus Christ, to save us from this fallen world. We need the gospel.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A few days after the shooting, I went to my children's school to attend my son's first grade end of year ceremony. And it was really hard to sit through the ceremony because I kept thinking of the 19 children that would not be afforded that opportunity. I kept thinking about the parents and the grandparents and the siblings and the friends that would miss so much to celebrate, so many memories to make because of what happened. It's hard to know what to do what to say or what to pray in moments like this. And if I'm honest, I have to let you know that it took me a few days to get myself together to even be able to record this podcast, because this school shooting weighed heavy on my heart as a mother, as a parent volunteer at my children's school, as a human being. I think that this is weighing heavy on everyone's heart right now. But as I prayed to the Lord and asked him for the words to say, because I did want to speak on the matter. I don't think that just because things are hard to talk about, I don't think that means that we shouldn't talk about them. I think that's usually a sign that we need to talk. We need to open up lines of communication. We need to open up our hearts and be real about how we're feeling and how we're all processing what's happening. As believers, we do have the power of prayer, especially during times like this. And again, I'm not saying that that's all you need. Just pray it away. That is not my heart. Please do not receive this podcast that way. But if it is on your heart to pray during hard, difficult, challenging times like this, I want to give you 3 points of prayer to start with. The first thing that we can always pray for during hard times is God's presence. We can always pray for God's presence. We can pray for the realization that no matter what we're going through, God is still and always with us. When we go through challenging times, when bad things happen to good people, when innocent lives are lost, we often question God, where were you? God, where are you? Do you not see what is happening? And it's easy to start to think that we question where God is because we don't believe that he's here. We don't believe that we can find him in the hard places of loss and heartbreak. But the Bible tells us that the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. That it's when our hearts are broken that his presence is with us. Now, of course, that doesn't mean that we'll always feel his presence, but he promises us his presence during heartbreak. So it's important during these times to pray that God's presence fill our hearts and our minds and our lives during this time. God does not run away from our hard times. He's not afraid of the deepest challenges that we will ever face in life. He is a God that runs toward our troubles. He is a God that pursues our heartbreak. He is with us. And that is because he too understands suffering. When I think of one of the greatest losses we could ever experience in life, and this is just my opinion, as a mother, I always think of losing a child. No one should ever have to bury their child. But even in that, I can see God. Because God knows what it's like to lose a child. God knows what it's like to lose his only son. So even in the deepest, darkest pit of despair, God is there. because he's lived it himself. Hebrews 4 verses 15 through 16 says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." Because Jesus suffered, because God lost his son, we serve a God that knows intimately every amount of pain and suffering, plus more, that we will ever experience in this life. When we're in dark seasons and it feels like we will never climb our way out, God is right there in the pit with us, helping us, healing us, slowly pulling us out, because that's what our God does. That's what his presence can do. It doesn't matter if we find ourselves during the greatest times of our lives or the worst circumstances imaginable. God is there. We cannot outrun his presence. There is no suffering or pain that can make him go away. There is no suffering or pain that God cannot face with us. We have the option to pray for revelation of his presence to strengthen us and encourage us in our darkest moments. I've shared on the podcast a few times now of a dark season I had last year with some health challenges. And I remember one time in particular, I was at the hospital and I was there by myself. I was in so much pain. I had a slipped disc in my cervical spine. And my husband had to stay home with the kids because there was a surge of COVID-19 going on during this time. And children were not allowed into the hospital unless they were the ones being seen. So I was in the hospital waiting room by myself, and I was waiting. I waited for 3 hours in excruciating pain. And I remember not feeling God. I remember questioning, "God, where are you? I'm in a lot of pain here. And it's bad enough that I'm in physical pain, but I need to sense your presence, God. And I don't know what's going on." But I said, "God, I don't feel you, but I trust you, because I've walked long enough with you to know that you would never leave me, and that wherever you are, you're somehow helping me and working this out." It wasn't until a few weeks later, many weeks later, actually, as I was home and I was praising God, I was worshiping him, I was still healing, I was in the bed, I couldn't really get out of bed, but I was in the bed and I was listening to a lot of praise and worship just to kind of keep my spirit up and try to continue to stay in God's presence. I knew I needed his presence. And so as I prayed and worshiped God during that time, I had a vision. I saw myself back in the hospital. And I remember that feeling of just loneliness and of heartbreak. I remember praying to God, asking where he was at. And as I saw myself in the hospital, I then saw, God gave me this vision of these three angels around me. And God ministered to me in that moment. And he said, "Christina, you didn't see me, you didn't feel me, but I was there. I was fighting for you." And I was reminded that sometimes when we're in the dark, we can't see or sense God, but that doesn't mean that he's not there. It's oftentimes after the storm, when the rain has cleared, that we can look back and see, "Oh, wait, God really was with me." In these difficult times, We need to pray for that revelation. We need to pray to be able to see God through the storm, to see Him in the storm, to remind our souls that we are not alone. The second thing that we can pray for during difficult times is God's peace. Oftentimes, our situation will not change. And it is in those times that God will change us. He will give us His peace that will help us to experience His calm, even in the greatest storms that we face in life. The Bible says that the peace that He gives surpasses understanding. Because in our minds, everything needs to be perfect. Everything needs to go back to normal. Everything needs to go back to the way that it was in order for us to have peace. But the Bible does not define peace as a particular situation or a particular string of events. The Bible defines peace as Jesus Christ. He is the Prince of Peace. That means that He can give us peace regardless of where we find ourselves, regardless of the difficulties that come our way, regardless of the heartbreak and the crushing of our spirits that this world can cause. God's peace can reign greater. It's always a good idea to pray for peace. And finally, we can always pray for God's purpose. God can take what bad has happened and use it for good. Now, I'm not saying that God causes bad things to happen just so He can then turn them around. I'm not saying that it's His will for you to suffer so He can then turn it around for some other plan that He has. But God will use the bad that we're already experiencing for a greater purpose. He will not waste our pain. I think of Lazarus, who died, and when Jesus came to raise him from the dead, his sisters, Martha and Mary, and all of the people around him were mourning his loss. And it's then that we read in the Bible that Jesus wept. And I always wondered, why did Jesus cry when He knew He was going to raise Lazarus from the dead within a few moments? But the Lord has since taught me that it's because God does not take our pain and suffering lightly. Just because He knows that He can turn something bad around into something good, just because He knows that He can pull purpose out of our pain, doesn't mean He doesn't care about our tears. It doesn't mean He doesn't care about the pain that we're going through. When we cry, He cries with us. He cries with us. But He also has the power to turn our tears around into something good. This morning, I was reading Psalm chapter 30, and I want to share with you before I close a few verses from this chapter of the Bible to show you how our good God can turn bad situations around for His greater purpose. Psalm 30, verses 2 through 5 says this: Lord my God, I cried to You for help, and You healed me. Lord, You brought me up from Sheol. You spared me from among those going down to the pit. Sing to the Lord, you His faithful ones, and praise His holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor a lifetime. Weeping may stay overnight, but there is joy in the morning. This world that we live in causes much pain and heartache because we live in a fallen world. But all pain and heartache has an expiration date. This will not last forever. This too shall pass. Some of the scars and the heartache that we face on this side of eternity may not be completely healed until Jesus comes back, but they will be healed for those who are in Christ Jesus. That's God's greater purpose that we can always prayerfully look forward to, that there is better coming. There is a new world where he will wipe away every tear, that he will mend every wound, and we will live joyfully, eternally, and peacefully with God. It is my hope that today's episode has provided you with insight and helpful tips on how you can pray. We have so much more to talk about when it comes to prayer, so I hope that if you were encouraged by today's episode, you will share it with a friend and subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we will continue to learn how, just like breathing, prayer can become a natural, consistent, and life-giving part of our everyday lives. Until then, be sure to connect with me at belovedwomen.org and check out the show notes to download my free 5-day prayer guide. I also want to invite you to study the Bible with me by downloading the Beloved Women app, available in the Apple and Google Play stores. Thank you so much for taking time to listen today. God bless you, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.
Teach Us to Pray is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a review in your podcast app? It really does help more people like you find the podcast. To hear more from Christina Patterson, be sure to check out her fantastic site, belovedwomen.org. A special thanks to Kelly Givens, Stephen Sanders, and Stephen McGarvey for their production and editing on this episode. You can find more podcasts like this over at lifeaudio.com.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.